Hello, beautiful souls. Samantha Nicole here with MindfulMamaWellness.org. And in today's episode, I want to talk about energetic minimums. I'm not sure if any of you have heard of this term before, energetic minimum, but we are going to dive in, and this one is going to be juicy. I love to talk about our energetic minimums. It is such an eye-opener to know where you stand with your energetic minimums. So, let me share with you a few of my energetic minimums, okay? So, right now I am dreaming on buying a home. It is my goal to own my own home before the age of 40. And the energetic minimum that I have set for myself is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom home. It's the minimum. I could go out right now and buy a trailer. I could get an apartment or condos, 2 bedrooms. But that is below my minimum. Okay. We set our energetic minimums with energy, right? With the knowledge and experience that we have grown into with our time here on this earth. It's how you're raised. It's what you know, what you believe to be true for you in your life. Maybe you don't believe that you could make 6 figures a year, but you believe that you could make $30,000 a year. That is your energetic minimum. It's the minimum of what you believe to be true for you. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about what your energetic minimums are in every area of your life. When I say every area of your life, I'd love to simplify this. I have a free resource. I call it the Wheel of Well-Being. And basically covers the different categories that are most influential to us as humans in this life experience. Number one being spirituality. We are only but human, and if we do not connect with the higher power within us, we can only do but human things. When we connect with source energy, with God, with the universe, whatever you want to call it, with the higher power within you, the spirit that moves, you know, the non-physical, okay? When you tap in and tune into that, you create a life that you love. So for me, spiritual energetic minimum is now, it didn't used to be, right? We set our minimums as we go along with life. Is a morning routine. Morning routine and evening routine, I am mindful of what I need in my life that sets the tone. There's also an energetic minimum in the area of your health and well-being. I'm talking about nutrition and fitness. Is your energetic minimum to work out? Have you set that standard in your life? For me, it is. Now, I could say 2 to 3 days a week. Sometimes it's every day. But I make health and wellness a priority. I've set that as my energetic minimum. I am mindful of what I put in my body. And maybe you're not. Maybe you are. What's your energetic minimum when it comes to your health? What do you believe to be true? Do you believe that for you, it's okay to eat Kraft mac and cheese out of a box? Right? For me, no more. Right? And I go with the term, when you know better, you do better. And each of us know different things, right? And we don't know what we don't know. Well, I've learned things along the way, and I've changed and shifted, and that's typically what we do. Right? Once we gather new information. So for me, I would never, not now, eat that or feed it to my kids. I'd choose a healthier option, a comp in the grocery store. Some people, their energetic minimum is to make it from scratch every single time, and they don't believe in, you know, buying the name brand stuff, right? That's their energetic minimum. Okay, so another category would be your career, right? We just talked about your energetic minimum with your income. What do you believe? What is the amount that you could not imagine yourself making less than, right? We think about energetic maximum. I don't really, like, it's infinite, okay? You are not limited in your potential as a human. You are capable of whatever you put your mind to. So what have you put in your mind as your energetic maximum when it comes to your finances? Do you cap yourself? Do you not believe that you can make $1 million? You couldn't even see it? What is that for you? When it comes to relationships, what is your energetic minimum? What will you not allow? What will you tolerate? This is a touchy subject for me. I tolerated abuse for 7 years. I have no self-worth. And unfortunately, you know, didn't have much of an energetic minimum there, you know? He had done awful things, and I forgave him, and clearly I was okay with it, you know? But when you know better, you do better, right? So now, I would never tolerate that. I'd leave in a heartbeat, right? I have a new energetic minimum when it comes to what I tolerate with relationships. Even with my kids, right? When I say relationships, I there's a broad spectrum here. Not just romantic relationships, but even working relationships. With your children, what do you not tolerate from them, right? What's your energetic minimum? When you know this, you have awareness of this, you can begin to move the needle forward. So that, especially, you know, when it comes to finances, that's easier to explain. You know, maybe you make X amount a year, and if you added on $10,000 more, yeah, sure, you could see that, right? Maybe you don't make it yet, but once you have the awareness of what's possible, and then you set goals, right? We do this in my coaching program, Success Sundays. Every week, we outline and take a look at all of these categories within the wheel of well-being. We see where we're at, how it's going. And we set goals. We have something that we're working towards each week. And we meet back on Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, and talk about it. I think that accountability and support, especially the community building from that, is very influential. When you know that you're coming back every Sunday to talk about what you talked about last Sunday, it moves you. There's only so many times you hop on that Zoom and you're just like, yeah, I didn't do anything, right? So setting your energetic minimums. What else do we talk about? Spirituality, health, career, relationships. Yeah, that's all five of them. So think about what your energetic minimums are in your life. I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at SamanthaXONicole on all the social media platforms. You can send me an email, Samantha@mindfulmamawellness.org. Or check out my website, book your free call with me. I'd love to talk about it. And get you started on this road to wellness, well-being, holistically, as a healthy lifestyle and way of being. Thanks so much. I'll see you on the next episode.